Chapter 57. Driver Information and Navigation Systems. Dash Warning Symbols. Purpose and Function. All vehicles are equipped with warning lights on the instrument panel, abbreviated IP, and they are often confusing to drivers. Symbols are used instead of words because they are universal in a global vehicle market. The dash warning lights are often called telltale lights, as they are used to notify the driver of a situation or fault. Note: not all vehicles use all the symbols. Check the owner's manual or service information for the symbols used on the vehicle being checked. Bulb test. A bulb test is performed when the ignition is first turned on. All of the warning lights come on as part of a self-test, and to help the driver or technician spot any warning light that may be burned out or not operating. Technicians or drivers who are familiar with what lights should light may be able to determine if one or more warning lights are not on when the ignition is first turned on. Most factory scan tools can be used to command all of the warning lights on to help determine if one is not working. Green or white symbols. Green or white symbols are used to notify the driver that certain functions are working, such as the headlights are on, or the turn signals have been activated. None of the green or white symbols need any further action by the driver. The blue symbol is used to indicate the high beam headlights are on. See Figure 57-1. Amber symbols. Amber-colored symbols mean that a fault or an issue has occurred that may require attention soon. These can include a warning of low air pressure in a tire, or that the powertrain control module has detected a fault in the engine that could affect the exhaust emissions. While these issues should be addressed, there is no urgency and it is not necessary to stop the vehicle. See Figure 57-2. Refer to Figure 57-1. Green and blue symbols are used to inform the driver what is in operation. Refer to Figure 57-2. Amber warning symbols inform the driver of a potential concern. Refer to Figure 57-3. Red dash symbols are used to warn the driver of a fault requiring immediate action. Red warning symbols. Red symbols mean that a serious fault has been detected and that immediate attention is required. An example of a serious fault that requires the driver's attention is the red brake warning light, or the oil pressure warning light. Both of these indicate that a fault has been detected and the vehicle should not be driven further until the cause has been found and corrected. See Figure 57-3. Steering wheel controls. Purpose. Steering wheel controls are steering wheels that include buttons to allow the driver to control certain audio, vehicle information, and HVAC functions. The purpose of having steering wheel controls is to allow the driver to keep their hands on the wheel and their eyes on the road at all times. Steering wheels that have controls are often called multifunction steering wheels. See Figure 57-4. Functions. Some of the functions on the steering wheel include radio controls, such as volume up and down and mode selection, cruise control, telephone answering and calling, and voice commands. Check service information for the specified tests and procedures to follow if the steering wheel controls do not operate as designed. Refer to Figure 57-4. Steering wheel controls allow the driver to select a function while keeping their hands on the wheel and their eyes on the road. Voice activation. Purpose. Most recent vehicles include voice commands, commonly called voice activation, that can be used to perform various functions or settings in the vehicle. Most systems include a list of phrases to use to achieve the best results. Functions. The typical functions that can be performed using voice commands include phone calls with outgoing or incoming calls, usually tied by Bluetooth to a cell phone in the vehicle. Text messages can be read, and a response sent, using Bluetooth. Climate control settings, including desired temperature, in many vehicles. Select source of audio, such as radio, USB, or satellite navigation system, including destination and points of interest. Check service information for the specified tests and procedures to follow if the voice commands or the controls do not operate as designed. Refer to Figure 57-5. Maintenance reminders are often messages displayed on the instrument panel informing the driver of needed service, such as the need to change the engine oil. Maintenance indicators. Purpose and function. The purpose of the maintenance reminders is to inform the driver that routine maintenance is needed. The message can include what type of maintenance is needed, such as a minor or a major service, but most messages simply state that service is required soon or service is required now. See Figure 57-5. Reset maintenance indicators. To reset the maintenance reminder light or message, check the owner's manual, service information, or visit www.jamesschalderman.com and click on Classroom Content, and then select service information for the procedure to follow for all vehicles. Analog and digital displays. Terminology: vehicle information is displayed on the instrument panel cluster, abbreviated IPC. An analog display uses a needle to show the values, such as engine RPM. A digital display uses numbers to indicate values, such as vehicle speed. Analog electromagnetic dash instruments use small electromagnetic coils that are connected to a sending unit for such things as fuel level, water temperature, and oil pressure. The sensors are the same, regardless of the type of display used. The resistance of the sensor varies with what is being measured. Stepper motor analog gauges. Most analog dash displays use a stepper motor to move the needle. A stepper motor is a type of electric motor that is designed to rotate in small steps based on the signal from a computer. This type of gauge is very accurate. A digital output is used to control stepper motors. Stepper motors are direct current motors that move in fixed steps or increments from de-energized, or no voltage, to fully energized, or full voltage. A stepper motor often has as many as 120 steps of motion. A typical stepper motor uses a permanent magnet and two electromagnets. Each of the two electromagnetic windings is controlled by the computer. The computer pulses the windings and changes the polarity of the windings to cause the armature of the stepper motor to rotate a degree at a time. Each degree pulse is recorded by the computer as a counter step, which explains the name given to this type of motor. See Figure 57-6. Note: many electronic gauge clusters are checked when the ignition is first turned on. The dash display needles are commanded to 1/4, half, 3/4, and full positions before returning to their normal readings. This self-test allows the service technician to check the operation of each individual gauge, even though replacing the entire instrument panel cluster is usually necessary to repair an inoperative gauge. Refer to Figure 57-6. Most stepper motors use four wires that are pulsed by the computer to rotate the armature in steps. Network communication. Many instrument panels are operated by electronic control units that communicate with the powertrain control module for engine data, such as revolutions per minute and engine coolant temperature. The PCM uses the voltage changes from variable resistance sensors, such as that of the fuel gauge, to determine fuel level. The data is transmitted to the instrument cluster, as well as to the PCM through serial data lines. Because all sensor inputs are interconnected, the technician should always follow the factory recommended diagnostic procedures. See Figure 57-7. Refer to Figure 57-7. A typical instrument display uses data from the sensors over serial data lines to the individual gauges. Refer to Figure 57-8. A typical head-up display showing 0 miles per hour, which is actually projected on the windshield from the heads-up display in the dash. Refer to Figure 57-9. The dash-mounted control for the head-up display on this Cadillac allows the driver to move the image up and down on the windshield for best viewing. Refer to Figure 57-10. A typical head-up display unit. Head-up display. Purpose. The head-up display, abbreviated HUD, also called a heads-up display, is a supplemental display that projects the vehicle speed and sometimes other data, such as turn signal information, onto the windshield. The projected image looks as if it is some distance ahead, making it easy for the driver to see without having to refocus on a closer dash display. See Figures 57-8 and 57-9. Operation. On many vehicles, the brightness of the head-up display can be controlled to make it easier for the driver to see the information. The HUD unit is installed in the instrument panel and uses a mirror to project vehicle information onto the inside surface of the windshield. See Figure 57-10. Follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommended diagnostic and testing procedures if any faults are found with the head-up display. Night vision. Purpose and function. Night vision systems use a camera that is capable of observing objects in the dark to assist the driver while driving at night. The primary night viewing illumination devices are the headlights. The night vision option uses a HUD to improve the vision of the driver beyond the scope of the headlights. Using a HUD allows the driver to keep eyes on the road and hands on the wheel for maximum safety. Besides the HUD, the night vision camera uses a special thermal imaging or infrared technology. The camera is mounted behind the grille in the front of the vehicle. See Figure 57-11. Operation. The camera creates pictures based on the heat energy emitted by objects, rather than from light reflected on an object, as in a normal optical camera. The image looks like a black and white photo negative when hot objects, higher thermal energy, appear light or white, and cool objects appear dark or black. Other parts of the night vision system include on-off and dimming switch. This allows the driver to adjust the brightness of the display and to turn it on or off, as needed. Up-down switch. The night vision HUD system has an electric tilt adjust motor that allows the driver to adjust the image up or down on the windshield within a certain image. Caution: becoming accustomed to night vision can be difficult and may take several nights to get used to looking at the HUD. Refer to Figure 57-11, a night vision camera behind the grille of a Cadillac. Diagnosis and service. The first step when diagnosing a fault with the night vision system is to verify the concern. Check the owner's manual or service information for proper operation. For example, the Cadillac night vision system requires the following actions to function. Number 1. The ignition has to be in the on, or run, position. Number 2. The Twilight Sentinel photo cell must indicate that it is dark. Number 3. The headlights must be on. Number 4. The switch for the night vision system must be on and the brightness adjusted so the image is properly displayed. Even though the night vision system camera is protected from road debris by a grille, small stones or other debris can get past the grille and damage the lens of the camera. The operation of the night vision can also be affected by an accumulation of heavy ice or snow. If the camera is damaged, it must be replaced as an assembly because no separate parts are available. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommended testing and servicing procedures. Electronic displays. Light emitting diode, abbreviated LED. All diodes emit some form of energy during operation. The light-emitting diode is a semiconductor that is constructed to release energy in the form of light. Many colors of LEDs can be constructed, but the most popular are red, green, and yellow. Red is difficult to see in direct sunlight, therefore, if an LED is used, most vehicle manufacturers use yellow. LEDs can be arranged in a group of 7, which then can be used to display both numbers and letters. See Figure 57-12. An LED display requires more electrical power than other types of electronic displays. A typical LED display requires 30 mA for each segment, therefore, each number or letter displayed could require 210 mA. Vacuum tube fluorescent displays. The vacuum tube fluorescent, abbreviated VTF, display is a popular automotive and household appliance display because it is very bright and can easily be viewed in strong sunlight. The VTF display generates its bright light in a manner similar to that of a TV screen, where a chemical-coated light-emitting element called phosphor is hit with high-speed electrons. VTF displays are very bright and must be dimmed by use of dense filters or by controlling the voltage applied to the display. A typical VTF dash is dimmed to 75% brightness whenever the parking lights or headlights are turned on. Some displays use a photocell to monitor and adjust the intensity of the display during daylight viewing. Most VTF displays are green for best viewing under most lighting conditions. Refer to Figure 57-12. Figure A, symbol and line drawing of a typical light-emitting diode. Figure B, grouped in 7 segments, this array is called the 7-segment LED display with a common anode, positive connection. The dash computer toggles the cathode, negative, side of each individual segment to display numbers and letters. Figure C, when all segments are turned on, the number 8 is displayed. Liquid crystal displays. A liquid crystal display, abbreviated LCD, can be arranged into a variety of forms, letters, numbers, and bar graph displays. LCD construction consists of a special fluid sandwiched between 2 sheets of polarized glass. The special fluid between the glass plates permit light to pass if a small voltage is applied to the fluid through a conductive film laminated to the glass plates. The light from a very bright halogen bulb behind the LCD shines through those segments of the LCD that have been polarized to let the light through, which then show numbers or letters. Thin film transistor, abbreviated TFT, liquid crystal display is a type of a liquid crystal display that uses thin film transistor technology. This type of display has enhanced image qualities and contrast compared to simple light-driven LCDs. LCD displays can be used to present data in the form of numbers, text messages, or graphical gauges. The high-resolution screen can be programmed to show several functions, such as navigation, radio and media, as well as Google Earth 3D graphics, and traffic data. This is in addition to the usual functions of showing speed, engine revolutions, outside temperature, and fuel level. Caution: when cleaning an LCD, be careful not to push on the glass plate covering the special fluid. If excessive pressure is exerted on the glass, the display may be permanently distorted. If the glass breaks, The fluid escapes and could damage other components in the vehicle, due to its strong alkaline nature. Use only a soft, damp cloth to clean these displays. The major disadvantage of an LCD digital dash is that the numbers or letters are slow to react or change at low temperatures. See Figure 57-13. Refer to Figure 57-13. A typical LCD navigation system display. Wow display. When a vehicle equipped with a digital dash is started, all segments of the electronic display are turned on at full brilliance for 1 or 2 seconds. This is commonly called the wow display and is used to show off the brilliance of the display. If numbers are part of the display, the number 8 is shown, because this number uses all segments of a number display. Technicians can also use the wow display to determine if all segments of the electronic display are functioning correctly. Virtual display. Purpose and function. A virtual display is a dash that allows the driver to select what data is being displayed. Many vehicles are equipped with an LCD dash display that can be changed to display various functions based on the driver's preference. This allows the dash display to be totally customized to what the driver wishes to see displayed. For example, a typical display can show any 4 of the following: coolant temperature, voltmeter, oil pressure, vehicle speed, or speedometer, engine speed, tachometer, automatic, or transmission fluid temperature, and tire pressures for all 4 tires. Operation. The dash display is all that is really different because all the data comes to the IPC on the data bus. The only difference is that the display can be changed to meet the needs of the driver. For example, if a driver is towing a trailer, displaying the automatic transmission fluid temperature is very helpful so that overheating of the transmission is avoided. See Figure 57-14. Refer to Figure 57-14. A virtual dash being used to show a navigation screen that takes up all of the center dash area. This driver selectable dash display can show almost any combination of dash instruments to meet the desires of the driver. Refer to Figure 57-15 schematic of a capacitive touchscreen. Touchscreens. Purpose. A touchscreen is a dash display, usually LCD, that allows the driver or passenger to use a finger to perform functions that are displayed on the screen. Operation. A capacitive touchscreen panel consists of an insulator, such as glass, coated with a transparent conductor, such as indium tin oxide abbreviated, ITO. Because the human body is also an electrical conductor, touching the surface of the screen results in a distortion of the screen's electrostatic field. The location is then sent to the controller for processing. Placing a finger near the electric fields adds conductive surface area to the capacitive system. This is measurable as a change in capacitance. The capacitance can be changed and measured at every individual point on the grid, or intersection. See Figure 57-15. Touchscreen feedback. Many touchscreens include feedback to the user by either using a beep or a small vibration when the screen is touched. This is called haptic response system and helps improve the user experience by giving immediate feedback. Refer to Figure 57-16. A vehicle speed sensor located in the extension housing of the transmission. Some vehicles use the wheel speed sensors for vehicle speed information. Tech tip. Touchscreen tip. Most vehicle navigation systems use a touchscreen for use by the driver, or passenger, to input information or other on-screen prompts. Most touchscreens use a change in capacitance at the surface of the screen to determine when and where some action is being performed. Do not push harder on the display if the unit does not respond, or the display unit may be damaged. If no response is detected when lightly touching the screen, rotate the finger to cause the capacitance area to increase so it can be easily detected. Speedometers and odometers. Operation. Dash displays use an electric vehicle speed sensor on the output of the transmission or from the input from the wheel speed sensors abbreviated, WSS. Some vehicles use the ABS wheel speed sensor to get vehicle speed, rather than a dedicated vehicle speed sensor. Many speed sensors contain a permanent magnet and generate a voltage in proportion to the vehicle speed. These speed sensors are commonly called permanent magnet abbreviated, PM, generators. See Figure 57-16. The output of a PM generator speed sensor is an AC voltage that varies in frequency and amplitude with increasing vehicle speed. The PM generator speed signal is sent to the instrument cluster electronic circuits. These specialized electronic circuits include a buffer amplifier circuit that converts the variable sine wave voltage from the speed sensor to an on-off signal that can be used by other electronic circuits to indicate a vehicle's speed. The vehicle speed is then displayed by either an electronic needle-type speedometer or by numbers on a digital display. Odometers. An odometer is a dash display that indicates the total miles traveled by the vehicle. Electronic dash displays can use either an electrically driven mechanical odometer or a digital display odometer to indicate miles traveled. On mechanical type odometers, a small electric motor, called a stepper motor, is used to turn the number wheels of a mechanical style odometer. A pulsed voltage is fed to this stepper motor, which moves in relation to the miles traveled. See Figure 57-17. Digital odometers use LED, LCD, or VTF displays to indicate miles traveled in the instrument cluster. Because total miles must be retained when the ignition is turned off or the battery is disconnected, a special electronic chip must be used that retains the miles traveled. These special chips are called non-volatile random access memory, abbreviated NVRAM. Non-volatile means that the information stored in the electronic chip is not lost when electrical power is removed. Some vehicles use a chip called electronically erasable programmable read-only memory, abbreviated EEPROM. Most digital odometers can read up to 999,999.9 miles or kilometers, and then the display indicates error. If the chip is damaged or exposed to static electricity, it may fail to operate and error may appear. Refer to Figure 57-17. Figure A, some odometers are mechanical and are operated by a stepper motor. Figure B, many vehicles are equipped with an electronic odometer. Tech tip. Keep the same overall tire diameter. Whenever larger or smaller wheels or tires are installed, the speedometer and odometer calibration are thrown off. This can be summarized as follows. Larger diameter tires. The speed showing on the speedometer is slower than the actual speed. The odometer reading shows fewer miles than actual. Smaller diameter tires. The speed showing on the speedometer is faster than the actual speed. The odometer reading shows more miles than actual. To avoid speedometer and odometer issues, select a wheel tire combination that has the same outside diameter of the original wheel tire combination. Many newer vehicles can use the scan tool to change the tire size from a select group of sizes to minimize the effects of tire size change on odometer and speedometer readings. To determine the exact effects of a replacement size wheel or tire, perform an internet search for a tire size comparison chart. Case study. The speedometer works as if it is a tachometer. The owner of a Ford F-150 pickup truck complained that all of a sudden, the speedometer needle went up and down with engine speed, rather than vehicle speed. In fact, the speedometer needle went up and down with engine speed, even though the gear selector was in park and the vehicle was not moving. After hours of troubleshooting, the service technician went back and started checking the basics and discovered that the alternator had a bad diode. The technician measured over 1 volt AC and over 10 amperes AC ripple current using a clamp-on AC/DC ammeter. Replacing the alternator restored the proper operation of the speedometer. The summary. The complaint, customer stated that the speedometer moves in relation to engine speed and not vehicle speed. The cause, tests confirmed that the alternator was producing excessive AC voltage due to a bad diode. The correction, replacing the alternator restored proper operation of the speedometer. Speedometer and odometer service. If the speedometer and odometer fail to operate, check the following. Use a scan tool and monitor the vehicle speed as displayed on the scan tool. If the speed is zero, then check the output from the vehicle speed sensor. With the vehicle safely raised off the ground and supported so the drive wheels rotate, check the vehicle speed using a scan tool. If a scan tool is not available, disconnect the wires from the speed sensor near the output shaft of the transmission. Connect a multimeter set on AC volts to the terminals of the speed sensor, and rotate the drive wheels with the transmission in neutral. A good speed sensor should indicate approximately 2 volts AC if the drive wheels are rotated by hand. If the speed sensor is working, check the wiring from the speed sensor to the dash cluster. If the wiring is good, the instrument panel should be sent to a specialized repair facility. If the speedometer operates correctly, but the mechanical odometer does not work, the odometer stepper motor, the number wheel assembly, or the circuit controlling the stepper motor is defective. If the digital odometer does not operate, but the speedometer operates correctly, the dash cluster must be removed and sent to a specialized repair facility. Refer to Figure 57-18. A sending unit socket being used to remove an oil pressure sender unit. Dash gauges. Fuel level. Fuel level gauges use a fuel tank sending unit that consists of a float attached to a variable resistor. When the fuel level changes, the resistance of the fuel level sending unit also changes. As the resistance of the tank unit changes, the dash-mounted gauge also changes to show the level of the fuel in the tank. Oil pressure. The oil pressure lamp operates through use of an oil pressure sending unit, which is a switch screwed into the engine block, and grounds the electrical circuit. It lights the dash warning lamp in the event of low oil pressure, that is, 3 to 7 psi, or 20 to 50 kilopascals. Normal oil pressure is generally between 10 and 60 psi, or 70 and 400 kilopascals. Some vehicles are equipped with variable voltage oil pressure sensors rather than a simple pressure switch. See Figure 57-18. To test the operation of the oil pressure warning circuit, unplug the wire from the oil pressure sending unit, usually located near the oil filter, with the ignition switch on. With the wire disconnected from the sending unit, the warning lamp should be off. If the wire is touched to a ground, the warning lamp should be on. If there is any doubt of the operation of the oil pressure warning lamp, always check the actual engine oil pressure, using a mechanical gauge that can be screwed into the opening that is left after unscrewing the oil pressure sending unit. For removing the sending unit, special sockets are available at most auto parts stores, or a 1-inch, or 1 1/16-inch 6-point socket may be used for most sending units. Coolant temperature. The hot lamp, or engine coolant overheat warning lamp, warns the driver whenever the engine coolant temperature is between 248 degrees Fahrenheit and 258 degrees Fahrenheit, or 120 degrees Celsius and 126 degrees Celsius. Most vehicles use the engine coolant temperature sensor for engine temperature gauge operation. To test this sensor, use a scan tool to verify proper engine temperature and follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommended testing procedures. See Figure 57-19. Dash instrument. Diagnosis: if one or more electronic dash gauges do not work correctly, first perform a bulb check. If on a digital dash, check the WOW display that lights all segments to full brilliance whenever the ignition switch is first switched on. If all segments of the display do not operate, the entire electronic cluster must be replaced in most cases. If all segments operate during the WOW display, but do not function correctly afterward, the problem is most often a defective sensor or defective wiring to the sensor. All dash instruments, except the voltmeter, use a variable resistance unit as a sensor for the system being monitored. The electronic dash instruments can be tested using the following procedure. Number 1. Use a factory or factory-level scan tool to check for any B4, body, or C4, chassis, diagnostic trouble codes that may be set and stored. If ADTC is stored, follow the service information instructions to find the root cause. Number 2. Use the bidirectional control features on the scan tool to actuate the dash display to see if they function. If not, the replacement of the entire IPC may be required. Number 3. If just one gauge works when commanded, but does not work in the vehicle, unplug the wires from the sensor for the function being tested. For example, if the oil pressure gauge is not functioning correctly, unplug the wire connector at the oil pressure sending unit. Number 4. With the sensor wire unplugged, turn the ignition switch on and wait until the WOW display stops. The display for the affected unit should show either fully lighted segments, or no lighted segments, depending on the make of the vehicle and the type of sensor. Always follow the specified testing and diagnostic procedures. Found in service information for the vehicle being tested. Refer to Figure 57-19. A temperature gauge showing normal operating temperature between 180 degrees Fahrenheit and 215 degrees Fahrenheit, depending on the specific vehicle and engine. Case study. Electronic devices cannot swim. The owner of a Dodge minivan complained that after the vehicle was cleaned inside and outside, the temperature gauge, fuel gauge, and speedometer stopped working. The vehicle speed sensor was checked and found to be supplying a square wave signal that changed with vehicle speed. A scan tool indicated a speed, yet the speedometer displayed zero all the time. Finally, the service technician checked the body control module to the right of the accelerator pedal and noticed that it had been wet from the interior cleaning. Drying the BCM did not fix the problem, but a replacement BCM fixed all the problems. The owner discovered that electronic devices do not like water and that computers cannot swim. The summary. The complaint: customer complained that many gauges stopped working after the vehicle was cleaned. The cause: the body control module was found to be wet and had to be replaced to fix the problems. The correction: replacing the BCM was needed to fix the problems. Refer to Figure 57-20. Global positioning systems use 24 satellites in high Earth orbit whose signals are picked up by navigation systems. The navigation system computer then calculates the location based on the position of the satellite overhead. Navigation and GPS. Purpose and function. The Global Positioning System, abbreviated GPS, uses 24 satellites in orbit around the Earth to provide signals for navigation devices. GPS is funded and controlled by the U.S. Department of Defense. While the system can be used by anyone with a GPS receiver, it was designed for and is operated by the U.S. military. See Figure 57-20. Navigation System Parts and Operation. Navigation systems use the GPS satellites for basic location information. The navigation controller uses other sensors, including a digitized map to display the location of the vehicle. GPS satellite signals. Signals from at least three satellites are needed to locate the vehicle. Yaw sensor. This sensor is often used inside the navigation unit to detect movement of the vehicle during cornering. This sensor is also called a G sensor because it measures force. 1 G is the force of gravity. Vehicle speed sensor. A yaw sensor is a device, usually a chip, that measures the movement of a vehicle around its vertical axis. This sensor input is used by the navigation controller to determine the speed and distance the vehicle travels. This information is compiled and compared to the digital map and GPS satellite inputs to locate the vehicle. Audio output input. Voice-activated factory units use a built-in microphone at the center top of the windshield and the audio speaker's speech output. Navigation systems include the following components. 1. Screen display. See Figure 57-21. 2. GPS antenna. 3. Navigation control unit, usually with map information on a DVD or memory card. The memory card includes street names and the following in. Formation. Number 1. Points of interest, POI, including automated teller machines, restaurants, schools, colleges, museums, shopping mall, and airports, as well as vehicle dealer locations. Number 2. Business addresses and telephone numbers, including hotels and restaurants. If the telephone number is listed in the business telephone book, it can usually be displayed on the navigation screen. If the telephone number of the business is known, the location can be displayed. Note: private residences or cellular telephone numbers are not included in the database of telephone numbers stored on the navigation system memory card. Number 3. Turn-by-turn directions to addresses that are selected by points of interest. Typed in using a keyboard shown on the display, the navigation unit then often allows the user to select the fastest way to the destination, as well as the shortest way, or assists in how to avoid toll roads. See Figure 57-22. Refer to Figure 57-21. A typical GPS display screen showing the location of the vehicle. Diagnosis and service. For the correct functioning of the navigation system, three inputs are needed. Number 1. Location. Number 2. Direction. And number 3. Speed. The navigation system uses the GPS satellite and map data to determine a location. Direction and speed are determined by the navigation computer from inputs from the satellite, plus the yaw sensor and vehicle speed sensor. The following symptoms may occur and be a customer complaint. Knowing how the system malfunctions helps to determine the most likely cause. If the vehicle symbol jumps down the road, a fault with the vehicle speed sensor input is usually indicated. If the symbol rotates on the screen, but the vehicle is not being driven in circles, a fault with the yaw sensor or yaw sensor input to the navigation controller is likely. If the symbol goes off course and shows the vehicle on a road that it is not on, a fault with the GPS antenna is the most common reason. Most factory installed navigation systems use a GPS antenna inside the rear back glass or under the rear package shelf. If a metallized window tint is applied to the rear glass, the signal strength from the GPS satellites can be reduced. If the customer concern includes inaccurate or non-functioning navigation, check for window tint. Sometimes the navigation system itself displays a warning that views from the satellite are not being received. Always follow the displayed instructions. See Figure 57-23. Refer to Figure 57-22. A typical navigation display showing various options. Some systems do not allow access to these if the vehicle is in gear and/or moving. Refer to Figure 57-23. A screen display of a navigation system that is unable to acquire usable signals from GPS satellites. Frequently asked question. What is navigation enhanced climate control? Some vehicles use data from the navigation system to help control the automatic climate control system. Data about the location of the vehicle includes time and date. This information allows the automatic climate control system to determine where the sun is located. Direction of travel. The navigation system can also help the climate control system determine the direction of travel. As a result of the input from the navigation system, the automatic climate control system can control cabin temperature, in addition to various other sensors in the vehicle. For example, if the vehicle is traveling south in the late afternoon in July, the climate control system could assume that the passenger side of the vehicle is warmed more by the sun than the driver's side, and could increase the airflow to the passenger side to help compensate for the additional solar heating. Telematics. What is telematics? Telematics is an interconnected system that combines telecommunications, or cellular systems, and GPS navigation satellite system technology. Telematics is a method of monitoring a vehicle by combining a GPS system with onboard diagnostic systems. It is possible to record and map exactly where a vehicle is located and how fast it's traveling. A typical telematics system includes telecommunications, such as cell phone communication, vehicle technologies, such as self-diagnostics, electrical sensors, instrumentation, wireless communications, and multimedia and internet. Telematics, such as OnStar, can be a manufacturer-installed system or an aftermarket-installed system. The systems offer a variety of features, including the following. Number 1. Vehicle tracking. Used by the GPS, an onboard telematics system can track the vehicle location. Number 2. User-based insurance, abbreviated UBI. Insurance companies wanted to control their cost, so many offer a discount if the vehicle owner allows a tracking device to be installed on their vehicle. This unit usually plugs into the data link connector, or DLC, under the dash for its power and ground, as well as some of the data that is available on the data stream, such as throttle position and vehicle speed. Note, this type of add-on tracking devices are sometimes responsible for some false diagnostic trouble codes. The devices should be removed when diagnosing any suspected vehicle network faults. 3. Security services. Services, such as vehicle collision notification and emergency services, are the core telematics features found on all systems. When an airbag deploys or other sensors are triggered, the vehicle collision notification sends an alert to a telematics command center. An operator then contacts the vehicle's occupants through the telematics system's built-in cellular modem to assess the situation. Once the occupants confirm there's been an accident or if the operator doesn't get a response, the command center dispatches emergency response personnel. A telematics system also pinpoints the vehicle's location using GPS. 4. Convenience services. Telematics systems offer various convenience features to help vehicle owners out of a non-emergency jam, or just make their lives easier. The system can remotely unlock a car's door after you've accidentally left the keys inside, for example. A telematics system can also flash a car's lights and sound the horn in a crowded parking lot to help you find it. Telematics systems. There are many brand names for what is considered to be a telematics system, including AcuraLink, Audi Connect, BlueLink from Hyundai, BMW Assist, CareTrack from Volvo, Carnet from VW, Q from Cadillac, Honda Link, InControl from Jaguar, Intel iLink from Buick and GMC, Lexus Inform, Embrace from Mercedes, OnStar from Chevrolet and others, Porsche Car Connect, StarLink from Subaru, Sync Ford, T-Connect from Toyota, and Uvo from Kia. Refer to Figure 57-24. The three-button OnStar control is located on the inside rearview mirror. The left button, telephone handset icon, is pushed if a hands-free cellular call is to be made. The center button is depressed to contact an OnStar advisor, and the right emergency button is used to request that help be sent to the vehicle's location. Parts and operation. One example of a telematics system is OnStar. OnStar was first introduced in 1996 as an option on some Cadillac models. This is a system that includes the following functions. Number 1. Cellular telephone. And number 2. Global positioning antenna and computer. The cellular telephone is used to communicate with the driver from advisors at service centers. The advisor at the service center is able to see the location of the vehicle as transmitted from the GPS antenna and computer system in the vehicle on a display. OnStar does not display the location of the vehicle to the driver unless the vehicle is also equipped with a navigation system. Unlike most navigation systems, the OnStar system requires a monthly fee. The driver interface unit is a group of three buttons mounted on the inside rearview mirror in a hands-free cellular telephone. See Figure 57-24. The OnStar system includes the following features, which can vary, depending on the level of service desired and cost per month. Automatic notification of airbag deployment. If the airbag is deployed, the advisor is notified immediately and attempts to call the vehicle. If there is no reply, or if the occupants report an emergency, the advisor contacts emergency services and gives them the location of the vehicle. Emergency services. If the red button is pushed, OnStar immediately locates the vehicle and contacts the nearest emergency service agency. Stolen vehicle location assistance. If a vehicle is reported stolen, a call center advisor can track the vehicle. Remote door unlock. An OnStar advisor can send a cellular telephone message to the vehicle to unlock the vehicle, if needed. Roadside assistance. When called, an OnStar advisor can locate a towing company or locate a provider who can bring gasoline or change a flat tire. Accident assistance. An OnStar advisor is able to help with the best way to handle an accident. The advisor can supply a step-by-step checklist of the things that should be done, plus call the insurance company, if desired. Remote horn and lights. The OnStar system is tied into the lights and horn circuits, so an advisor can activate them, if requested, to help the owner locate the vehicle in a parking lot or garage. Vehicle diagnosis. Because the OnStar system is tied to the PCM, an OnStar advisor can help with diagnosis if there is a fault detected. The system works as follows. The malfunction indicator light, or check engine, comes on to warn the driver that a fault has been detected. The driver can depress the OnStar button to talk to an advisor and ask for a diagnosis. The OnStar advisor sends a signal to the vehicle requesting the status from the powertrain control module, as well as the controller for the anti-lock brakes and the airbag module. The vehicle then sends any diagnostic trouble codes, DTCs, to the advisor. The advisor can then inform the driver about the importance of the problem and give advice as to how to resolve the problem. Diagnosis and service. The OnStar system can fail to meet the needs of the customer if any of the following conditions occur. Number 1. Lack of cellular telephone service in the area. Number 2. Poor global positioning system signals, which can prevent an OnStar advisor from determining the position of the vehicle. Number 3. Transport of the vehicle by truck or ferry so that it is out of contact with the GPS satellite for an advisor to properly track the vehicle. If all of the above are normal and the problem still exists, follow service information, diagnostic and repair procedures. If a new vehicle communication interface module, abbreviated VCIM, is installed in the vehicle, the electronic serial number, abbreviated ESN, must be tied to the vehicle. Check service information instructions for the exact procedures to follow. Backup camera. Parts and operation. A backup camera is used to display the area at the rear of the vehicle in a screen display on the dash, or in the inside rearview mirror when the gear selector is placed in reverse. Backup cameras are also called reversing cameras and rearview cameras. Backup cameras are different from normal cameras because the image displayed on the dash is flipped, so it is a mirror image of the scene at the rear of the vehicle. This reversing of the image is needed because the driver and the camera are facing in opposite directions. Backup cameras were first used in large vehicles with limited rearward visibility, such as motorhomes. Many vehicles equipped with navigation systems today include a backup camera for added safety while reversing. See Figure 57-25. The backup camera contains a wide-angle or fisheye lens to give the largest viewing area. Most backup cameras are pointed downward so that objects on the ground, as well as walls, are displayed. See Figure 57-26. Refer to Figure 57-25. A typical view displayed on the navigation screen from the backup camera. Refer to Figure 57-26. A typical fisheye-type backup camera usually located near the center on the rear of the vehicle near the license plate. Rear camera image issues. The quality of the image projected on the display may not be clear if any of the following conditions occur. Dark conditions. Damage to the rear camera or the rear of the vehicle, affecting the aiming of the camera. Dirt, mud, ice, or snow blocking the camera view. Excessive high or low temperature that could affect the camera or lens. Glare caused by the sun or a nearby bright light source, such as headlights of another vehicle. Diagnosis and service. Faults in the backup camera system can be related to the camera itself, the display, or the connecting wiring. The main input to the display unit comes from the transmission range switch, which signals the backup camera when the transmission is shifted into reverse. To check the transmission range switch, perform the following. Number 1. Check if the backup, reverse, lights function when the gear selector is placed in reverse with the key on, engine off. Number 2. Check that the transmission transaxle is fully engaged in reverse when the selector is placed in reverse. Most of the other diagnosis involves visual inspection. Number 1. Check the backup camera for damage. Number 2. Check the screen display for proper operation. Number 3. Check that the wiring from the rear camera to the body is not cut or damaged. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommended diagnosis and repair procedures. Refer to Figure 57-27. The small round buttons in the rear bumper are ultrasonic sensors used to sense distance to an object. Parking assist systems. Components. The parking assist system is used to help drivers avoid contact with another object while moving slowly. When backing up at speed of less than 5 miles per hour, or 8 kilometers per hour, the system constantly monitors for objects located around the vehicle. The parking assist system can usually detect objects that are greater than 3 inches, or 8 centimeters, wide and 10 inches, or 25 centimeters, tall, but the system cannot detect objects below the bumper or underneath the vehicle. As the vehicle gets closer to an object, there is an audible beep out of the speakers, and the time between the beeps becomes shorter, the closer to the object. The parking assist system usually includes the following components. Ultrasonic object sensors built into the fender and front and rear bumper assembly. The ultrasonic proximity detectors are used to measure the distances to nearby objects. The sensors send out acoustic pulses and a control unit measures the return interval of each reflected signal, calculating object distances. See Figure 57-27. The system warns the driver with warning tones with a frequency indicating object distance. The faster the tone sounds, the closer to the object. A continuous tone indicates a minimal predefined distance. Systems may also include visual aids, such as LED or LCD readouts, to indicate object distance. A vehicle may include a vehicle pictogram on the infotainment screen. See Figure 57-28. Electromagnetic parking sensors, abbreviated EPS, detect when a vehicle is moving slowly and towards an object. Once detected, the sensor continues to give signal of presence of the obstacle. If the vehicle then continues to move toward the object, the alarm signal becomes more and more impressive as the obstacle approaches. Electromagnetic parking sensors do not require any holes in the bumper and cannot be seen from the outside of the vehicle. A blind spot monitor is an option that may include more than monitoring the front, rear and sides of the vehicle. It can include cross-traffic alert, which can sound an alarm when backing out of a parking space when traffic is approaching from either side. Operation. The system is activated automatically when the vehicle is started. The indicator light on the dash or driver information center indicates the system is on. The parking assist system is active from the time the engine is started until the vehicle exceeds a speed of approximately 6 miles per hour, or 10 kilometers per hour. It is also active when the vehicle is backing up. The parking assist system is automatically reactivated the next time the engine is started, even if the system was turned off by the driver the last time the vehicle was driven. Refer to Figure 57-28. The dash display on a Chevrolet pickup truck showing that an object is being detected at the front and left front of the vehicle. Diagnosis. The parking assist control module can detect faults and store diagnostic trouble codes. If a fault has been detected by the control module, the red lamp flashes and the system is disabled. Follow service information diagnostic procedures because the parking assist module cannot usually be accessed using a scan tool. Lane departure warning. Parts and operation. The lane departure warning system, LDWS, uses cameras to detect if the vehicle is crossing over lane marking lines on the pavement. Some systems use two cameras, one mounted on each outside rearview mirror. Some systems use infrared sensors located under the front bumper to monitor the lane markings on the road surface. The system names also vary according to vehicle manufacturer, including Honda Acura has a Lane Keep Assist System, abbreviated LKAS. Toyota Lexus has a Lane Monitoring System, abbreviated LMS. General Motors has Lane Departure Warning, abbreviated LDW. Ford has Lane Departure Warning, abbreviated LDW. and Nissan Infiniti has a lane departure prevention abbreviated, LDP, system. If the cameras detect that the vehicle is starting to cross over a lane dividing line, a warning chime sounds or a vibrating mechanism mounted in the driver's seat cushion is triggered on the side where the departure is being detected. This warning does not occur if the turn signal is on in the same direction as detected. See Figure 57-29. Diagnosis and service. Before attempting to service or repair a lane departure warning system fault, check service information for an explanation on how the system is supposed to work. If the system is not working as designed, perform a visual inspection of the sensors or cameras, checking for damage from road debris or evidence of body damage, which could affect the sensors. After a visual inspection, follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommended diagnosis procedures to locate and repair the fault in the system. Refer to Figure 57-29. A lane departure warning system often uses cameras to sense the road lines and warns the driver if the vehicle is not staying within the lane, unless the turn signal is on. Tech tip. Check for repainted bumper. The ultrasonic sensors embedded in the bumper are sensitive to paint thickness because the paint covers the sensors. If the system does not seem to be responding to objects, and if the bumper has been repainted, measure the paint thickness using an on-ferrous paint thickness gauge. The maximum allowable paint thickness is 6 mils, or 0.006 of an inch or 0.15 millimeters. Review questions. Question 1. How does a stepper motor analog dash gauge work? Question 2. What do the colors of the dash symbols mean? Question 3. Night vision is used to detect what type of objects? Question 4. Parking assist systems use what type of sensor? Question 5. How does a navigation system determine the location of the vehicle? Chapter quiz. Question 1. Which color symbol requires immediate attention by the driver? A. Red. B. Amber. C. Green. D. White. Question 2. Technician A says that LCDs may be slow to work at low temperatures. Technician B says that an LCD dash display can be damaged if pressure is exerted on the front of the display during cleaning. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 3. Technician A says that metal type tinting can affect the navigation system. Technician B says most telematic systems require a monthly payment for full use of their system. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 4. Technician A says that the data displayed on the dash can come from the powertrain control module. Technician B says that a virtual display can be set to show what the driver wishes to see displayed. A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 5. Which of the following is not included on a vehicle using a steering wheel control system? A. Power window control. B. Cruise control. C. Radio controls. D. HVAC functions. Question 6. What is the minimum oil pressure required to keep the oil pressure warning light turned off? A. 10 psi, or 70 kilopascals. B. 3 to 7 psi, or 20 to 50 kPa. Circa 60 psi, or 400 kilopascals. D. None of these. Question 7. Where are the total miles traveled stored in a vehicle equipped with an electronic odometer? A. LCD. B. NVRAM. C. LED. D. VTF. Question 8. A backup camera can show a poor quality image on the interior display if what occurs? A. Ice or snow on the camera. B. Bright lights aimed at the camera. C. Extreme temperatures. D. Any of the above. Question 9. The vehicle symbol jumps down the road on a vehicle equipped with an onboard navigation. What is the most likely cause? A. A defective yaw sensor. B. A defective vehicle speed sensor or a fault in the circuits. C. A fault with the GPS antenna. D. metalized window tint. Question 10. A parking assist system works to warn the driver if the vehicle is getting close to an object. What type of object cannot be detected by most systems? A. Objects larger than 3 inches, or 8 centimeters, wide. B. Objects larger than 10 inches, or 25 centimeters, high. C. Objects under the vehicle. D. Any of the above. End of chapter 57.